Tara Haley writes for Forbes, and we've been talking about this throughout the week. Is it worth letting your son, and both of our sons have played high school football, your son, very talented middle linebacker, decided even when college scholarships availed themselves, he said, you know what, Dad, I don't think so, I'm done.
Yeah, he said, I don't want to give my brain up for a Division II college, to which I said, it would help the old man's pocketbook.
You've heard about the NFL, that ongoing controversy and the settlements and the money involved and the brain autopsies that have been done that showed like 99 out of 100 former players who donated their brains, they were in fact suffering from this post-concussive syndrome and other diseases. Well, let's talk to Tara Haley about it here. She joins us on WDLS, I guess talking mostly about our kids here.
Tara, when you talk about hits to the noggin, repetitive brain hits, it's about, you know, and you can try to make these helmets as good as you can, but when that brain rotates, that's where the CTE comes into play, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's not a guarantee that when your brain's hitting, you're going to automatically develop CTE. It develops over time. But the problem is that when you have those subconcussive hits where it's hard, but it's not hard enough to cause a concussion over and over and over again.
Let me ask you this. When you did this study here, you find that high school football players didn't seem to be impacted that much. Now, what you just said seems to lead to why that is, because it's over and over and over again. So a question we always like to ask people that have taken stock in something like this and done a little research, would you let your kid put on a helmet, put on the pads, and play high school football?
I actually announced when I was 12 weeks pregnant in 2010, when I was living in Texas, that my son would never play football. And you'd think I'd run into church and said there was no God because I lived in Texas. But no, my son won't play football. The majority of kids who play football in, you know, junior high and high school are going to be fine. No, they're not going to get hit hard enough. You know, there's not an issue. Some of those kids won't be fine. We don't know who's who. We don't know yet what, you know, there might be factors that predispose a kid to CTE, and we don't know what those factors are. So for me, I'm not, it's a question of, you know, my kid will play soccer. He does karate. He does gymnastics. If he wants to climb Kilimanjaro or swim with sharks, I'm cool with that.
But I mean, if you're talking gymnastics and you're talking putting your kid on any kind of a balance beam, I mean, you're talking serious risk there as well.
Yeah, all of those situations are risk in the sense that there's a possibility that he might hurt himself badly. None of those are looking at him likely to, like, having a high likelihood of getting repeated injuries to the brain, which
it's
is
repetitions.
The single, yeah, it's the only organ in the body that you can't replace. Every other organ you can replace.
Of the players that died, 85% of those with mild CTE have cognitive and thinking problems, poor memory, 73% difficulty on attention or focus.
Sorry, what's that?
Exactly. You know, and we didn't even, these are just the hits we've taken from being in radio. So, and I guess what leads, really, for people to raise an eyebrow is the fact that suicide seems to be a major factor of this as well.
It does, yeah. And I, to be fair, I don't judge other people who let their kids play football.
Sure.
I taught high school, and I went to the games, too. I recognize the importance of the game to many families. It's a decision that every family has to make for themselves, and it's hard because there's incomplete information. We don't know enough, and we know that most kids are going to be okay. So it's not an easy decision.
There is a writer here in town, and we're talking here with Tara Haley. She writes for Forbes, wrote a terrific piece on these brain injuries. There's a writer here in town named Rick Tellender who wrote, quite a while ago, that he thinks basically we're looking at the beginning of the end of this behemoth known as the NFL because most litigious society nowadays, it is going to break them at some point just because they know it, the players know it, but they're still allowing the players to hurt themselves, and that's a prescription for being sued down to brass tacks. What do you think?
Well, they've already tried to sue them multiple times. I don't know if it's the beginning of the end. I mean, we first found this syndrome in boxing, and boxing is still around. So that's hard to say. I do think we might be at the beginning of the end of high school football. There's been multiple people who have said that they think that eventually it's going to be removed from high school, including several previous NFL players have said that.
Mike Ditka said if he had a kid nowadays, he wouldn't let him play football. Well, Tara, thank you. We're going to tweet out the link to this article to all of our listeners, especially those who have kids playing football, and we appreciate your time and your expertise.
All right. Thank you very much.
Take care.
I wonder if somewhere down the line there's not some kind of a disclaimer for guys that are going into the NFL saying, all right, here, you know the inherent risks. The studies are there. You're going to make a boatload of money. You're going to have a little problem on the other end, but you're not going to hold us responsible.